This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. As Western allies show their support for Ukraine, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and U.S. First Lady Jill Biden made surprise trips to Ukraine today. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made a surprise visit to Irpin, a town damaged by Russia's attempt to take the capital at the start of the war, and raised his country's flag at the Canadian embassy in Kyiv. This comes as the Canadian Trade Minister announced the abolition of duties on Ukrainian goods to help strengthen the economy. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden visited Uzhhorod, Western Ukraine, for a surprise Mother's Day visit to Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska.
People of the United States, stand with the people of Ukraine.
And a top American diplomat in Ukraine has temporarily returned to the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv. Officials say this is a testament to Ukraine's success. However, it's not clear when the embassy will fully reopen. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Dozens of Ukrainians were feared dead Sunday after a Russian bomb leveled a school sheltering about 90 people in eastern Ukraine. The governor of the disputed Luhansk province, where intense fighting has raged for weeks between Russian and Ukrainian forces, said 30 people were rescued at the site, but that the others in the school, numbering about 60, probably did not survive. The governor said Russian shelling also killed two boys aged 11 and 14 in a nearby town. The latest shelling in the Donbas region came as Russia relentlessly pushed to show some battleground success in eastern Ukraine ahead of its Victory Day holiday on Monday. It's the anniversary of the Soviet victory over Nazi Germany.